time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. It's chilly this morning, 26 degrees outside right now, but it sounds like it's going to be a whole lot warmer today.
Yeah, nice warm-up. Yeah. 77 high.
Yeesh. What are we going to do with that?
I don't know.
I don't either. We're not used to that. That's something new. I'll try it out for size, though, see how it works out. It will be windy this afternoon, so don't get too excited about running right out there to play wiffle ball. Brett's in the studio with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. How's Brett?
Hey, allergies seem to be a year-long problem anymore, and we'd like you to know that Camblin Plumbing and Heating are pros at helping you make your home or office a better place for you. We offer professional duct cleaning that will make immediate improvements in the air you breathe, and we are very educated in the science of indoor air quality. With Lennox, Camblin Plumbing and Heating offers a variety of equipment that can help clean the air in your entire office or home and ease your allergies. Also remember, we make house calls. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. Tanya Vetter is with us this morning. She's with the Audubon County Extension Service. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for giving us a little bit of your time this morning. I know you're not even at work yet this morning, so the day got started early today, huh?
Yes, it did get started early, but that's okay.
That's all right. Well, it's for a good cause. We're going to talk a little bit about an event coming up next week on Thursday, April 17th. The Food Bank of Iowa's Mobile Food Pantry is going to make a stop at the Exira Rec Center, and you guys at the Extension Service are partnering up in that effort. How did you guys get involved?
Well, new opportunities and extension. We talked about doing a backpack program for students in the Audubon Community Schools, and we got hooked up with the Iowa Food Bank to help with that project. And the Iowa Food Bank had contacted and asked if we would be interested in having a mobile food pantry come to our area, as there is a need for additional resources in our area. So it's a team effort with Audubon County Extension and New Opportunities in Audubon and the Food Bank of Iowa. And I can just tell a little bit about, you know, what the food pantry is. Basically, it's a farmer's market style distribution targeted towards counties, you know, with a strong need for additional pantry services. The Food Bank of Iowa would deliver a truckload with a variety of grocery products to our site in Exira, and then it'll be distributed to clients in need. And there are no income guidelines to attend the mobile pantry, so we really encourage people to come. And it'll be on Thursday, April 17th at the Exira Rec Center from 4:30 to 5:30. And we really encourage everyone who comes to bring your own bags or boxes or laundry baskets or whatever will hold food for you to take home.
Now, when you say this will be a farmer's market style distribution, is that literally what it'll be? Everything will be kind of laid out and you just kind of shop through?
Yep, it'll be laid out. Every table in the rec center will have different produce. We'll have canned goods, fresh fruits and vegetables. There'll be frozen items, bakery, packaged products. So, yeah, it's a distribution like a farmer's market that you can just go through the line and pick up the food that is there.
And this all stemmed from your involvement in the backpack program then. It's interesting. One leads then to another. How did that backpack program get started? How long have you been doing that?
Well, there are two things with the backpack program. The backpack program is connected with the Food Bank of Iowa, and that is targeting students in the elementary school in Audubon, and that is an effort with Extension in Audubon and then New Opportunities. For that program, Extension provides educational resources along with the food that is given to the students. The bags are stacked up by volunteers in the community, and then they're distributed into the elementary school. The other program that is going on is called the Now program, which is for middle school and junior high kids in Audubon, and that is a grant-funded program through the Extension office in Audubon, it's the similar thing as a backpack program, but it's just two different entities doing the same thing, targeting the same goal, but just worded a little bit different.
Sure, sure. And that's an effort to make sure that kids have good food to eat over the weekends.
Yes, yep, it is. And hopefully we can expand upon this at fall and expand it to the Enviro Elkhorn area.
Mm-hmm. It's difficult to get involved in these types of programs simply because you see what you really don't necessarily always want to see, you know, kids going hungry.
Right, exactly. And we are very thankful that we can provide the opportunity not only for our kids in the schools, but also provide an opportunity for people in Audubon County to come and get these resources. It just seems that the food prices continue to increase, and, you know, that affects people's budget. And so the mobile pantry, we are just trying to stress that this is a way to help get some extra groceries in your cupboard and, you know, just come take advantage of it.
Well, and we see different types of programs in large communities around the country that, you know, it's maybe easier to run programs like this because you have a larger population base there to be able to garner donations and things like that. It's a little more difficult sometimes in rural areas to have effective programs.
Oh, yeah, it is. You know, like I said, we're thankful for that. We've got grant money to fund the NOW program. We're thankful that the Food Bank of Iowa contacted us saying, hey, there's a need in your area, we would like to help you with this. We just need coordinators to coordinate it, and we'll provide you with the resources to make that happen and be able to help those people that are in need.
Mm-hmm. Does this fit in pretty well then with the mission of the Audubon County Extension and Outreach?
Yes, it is. Healthy communities is one of the signature areas that we focus on, and this is a great way to show the community that Extension is providing opportunities for people in Audubon County to, you know, make things better in our community.
Well, an Extension is supposed to help to provide educational and fun things for kids through 4-H programming stuff, too, and it's really hard to get and to keep their attention if they're hungry all the time.
Yeah, exactly. We do a lot of programming for our youth, but we need to be outreaching to our citizens in Audubon County, and this is a great way that we are able to do that and incorporate educational resources to these people who come to the mobile pantry. Some of them might not, you know the simple things about eating healthy, what's good for you, what's not good for you, the importance of eating as a family together, you know, how that can develop, you know, with your children, having more of that family relationship connection. So we are, you know, trying to provide as much education and resources that we can to our people in Audubon County, and we just hope that people know that we do have a lot of resources available. It's just not agriculture, it's just not 4-H, but we have lots of other good things at our office if people ever need help with anything.
Absolutely. Do you need help with these programs, any of these programs, the NOW, the backpack, the mobile food pantry thing, whether it's donations or volunteer help, are you looking for assistance?
Absolutely. We will take any volunteers, any donations. If anybody would like to help volunteer next Thursday, just simply call me at the Extension office. That phone number is 563-4239. We will be needing people at 2 o'clock to help set up the layout in the rec center. The truck will be arriving at 2:30. We will need strong bodies to help unload the food, get everything in the correct layout, and then assist people when they come with their grocery sacks or their laundry baskets, boxes, or whatever they have to go through the line and help them carry to their vehicle. As far as the backpack program, any people who are interested in volunteer for that can contact Kelly Jensen at New Opportunities. Her phone number is 563-2777. And for the NOW program, that is through the Extension office, so if interested people, they can call my office, and that number was 4239 again.
Wow, a lot of ways for folks to help. Very good. Well, Tanya, again, that's coming up on Thursday, April 17th, that visit to the Exira Rec Center by the Mobile Food Pantry. What's the time again?
4:30 to 5:30.
Okay. And they just bring their own bags or boxes to help out, right?
Correct.
All right. Very good. Well, Tanya, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for helping out to coordinate all those projects.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
You bet. I want to turn things back over to Brett so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about what's going on down at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Hey, Kohler's promised and delivered on the best fixtures for the bathroom and kitchen for many years. The entire plumbing industry uses Kohler's color platelets for the guideline in matching color stories for your benefit. Other manufacturers have tried to match Kohler's quality and diversity, but no one manufacturer has been able to come close to their perfection. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has carried Kohler now for over 15 years, and we know that they are the very best and most reasonably priced in the industry. Camblin Plumbing and Heating also discounts their entire line up every day, and we are usually only a couple of days away from your personal selection arriving for your installation. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. Now, the thought of the day today, Jim, you're going to have to listen to this one because it made me think on this one. It's kind of hard here. Education is learning what you didn't even know you didn't know.
That's true.
Yeah.
I can't refute that.
I had to think that one through a couple times to get it down.
Got to read that one slowly.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it very much. Hey, thanks again to Tanya Vetter for spending a little time with us here on the phone this morning and visiting with us about the Backpack and Now programs through the schools there, and also the Mobile Food Pantry, their visit coming up in Audubon County at the Exira Rec Center on Thursday, April 17th. Again, that's 4:30 to 5:30 that evening for those who would like to stop by. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.